The following is from Bloomberg View. Opinions and commentary from Bloomberg columnists.
I'm Matt Klein, a columnist with Bloomberg View. Yesterday, the Wall Street Journal published an editorial arguing that new immigrants to the U.S. are assimilating just as well as previous cohorts of newcomers, writing that, quote, today's immigrants are acculturating and moving up the economic ladder like previous generations. New research from Harvard economist George Borjas suggests otherwise. He finds that adults who have immigrated to the U.S. since 1980 have made less progress than earlier cohorts of newcomers. Immigrants who arrived in the late 1970s earned about 31.4% less than native-born Americans, who were the same age. After 10 years, however, their relative wages increased significantly, while they were still earning about 18.5% less than those born in the U.S. By contrast, adults who moved to the U.S. in subsequent years experienced little to no increase in their relative wages, although their standard of living did improve. According to Borjas, quote, the data reveal a concurrent decline in the rate at which the newer immigrant cohorts are picking up English. He concludes that the declining linguistic diversity among recent immigrants has created less pressure for newcomers to learn English, thereby depressing their wages. It's yet another challenge that immigration reformers need to grapple with. I'm Matt Klein, a columnist with the Bloomberg View. For more opinions and commentary, please go to Bloomberg.com/view.
This has been Bloomberg View.